Hello, this is Danny, a certified credit repair specialist from the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. You say from Red Cross?
I'm from the Credit Pros, actually.
Okay.
And it's very good to hear you're doing well out today. And the main reason I'm contacting you, sir, is because you may have recently looked to apply for something with your credit, and it looks like a batch card is calling you back. Is that right?
Not sure. That's what I'm calling you for.
Oh well, that's the reason we're calling to you today, sir. If you have any kind of credit issues, we can certainly help you out on that. Let me just tell you that we are an A-plus credit restoration company by the BBB, and we've been in the business for over a decade. That's why I'm pretty sure we can definitely help you, sir. So tell me, what was that you're trying to accomplish with your credit? Just a better
Well, it's out of
standing.
my car.
Trying to get a car, sir. That's great. So.
Is.
Right,
Got to get
yeah,
back up on my feet so you get around.
I'm sorry.
Trying to get up to where I get up back up on my feet and get around.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's very necessary, right? To open up their mind sometimes to escape from their daily routine, or just to keep an eye, right? So, well, let me just ask you a question, sir. When was the last time you looked at your credit report?
It's been years ago. I wasn't good then.
Okay, well, so by the way, do you know what your current score so far, sir?
Hey,
I
pardon?
mean, do you know what could be your current credit score so far?
The price on the car
I mean,
or my credit score?
your current credit score, sir.
I don't know what my credit score is right now.
No problem. In that case, we can take an updated look at your credit summary, just to see the negative balance might be affecting you, sir. And well, remember, this is gonna be just a soft pull of your Equifax credit summary, but that way we can take an updated look at what is being reported, and then come out with a game plan on what we can do to improve your credit, sir. I can assure you, this is just a courtesy pull, and it would not affect your credit score in no way. We use a special technology to protect your information, Timothy, just as your bank would. So I just need to gather some information from you. Well, it looks like we have some of your information here. We have your name, sir, Timothy Pickering, right?
Right.
Great, and your address, 917 Hickory Street in Union City, sir, right?
Hickory Street.
I'm sorry?
It's Hickory Street, and yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Hickory Street, right?
West Hickory Street. I'm
Great.
17 and a half, West Hickory.
Yeah, so looks like it's okay, sir. So we have 1 9 1 7 2 that way.
9172.
Oh yeah, 9 1 7
No, I don't
two.
live there. I live at
Right, so.
917 and a half, West Hickory Street, Union City.
So, well, it's 917 West Hiker Street.
No, it's 9:17.
917, Razor. So we have 917 West Hiker Street in Union City, right?
9:17 West Hickory Street.
West Hiker Street. Got it, sir. And just to confirm, is your zip code 33140?
47390.
9, oh, all right. Well, that was the one which we had on file. That I already updated the information here. So it's 47290, right?
47390.
90. Great. Right. Let me just confirm your mobile phone and your email. We have 260-766-1577 as your phone number, and your email, sir. Tim Pickering 654 at gmail.com, right?
It's Tim Pickering at 654.
That, right. Tim
Do
Pickering,
Duo.com.
655, right? Okay, so we have Tim Pickering, that 654 at gmail.com. Correct?
What was the last part?
Gmail.com, sir?
Yes, gmail.com.
Great. So I will only need to request your cell pool, your date of birth, and your social security number, sir. So Timothy, whenever you're ready, just let me know.
Date of birth is January 27th, 1971. My social security card or social security number is 310-94-1129. And what was your last one?
Also, your social security numbers are
310-94-1129.
10-94-11-29, right?
Yeah, 310-94-1129.
11-29. Got you, Timothy. Thank you so much for the information. Let me just type it into the form, but that way we can request your cell phone on Equifax. And we can review the negative items, which may be affecting your credit. So let me just get down with the information here. And let me just check over your date of birth. So I have here January 27th, 1971, correct?
Yes, my birthday, yes.
71. All right, sir. So I'm going to request your software right now. But before getting with the information, I just need to ask you some security questions. Just to get sure I'm talking with the real Timothy Pickering, not to someone else, sir. So remember, some of these
Yeah,
questions.
I've got a lot of people hacking my account, so yeah, I'll go with
Well, sir,
that.
oh, no problem. Either way, you can trust completely this service. It's not any kind of fraud or nothing like that. And we are a certified company, and the main purpose for this call is to help you on your credit. So, no problem, sir. We're going to give a look to your summary. But firstly, remember, some of these security questions may not apply to you, right? So, don't worry. So, let's see
Okay.
the question number one. FTM, it says, you may have opened a mortgage loan in or around April 2019. So please select the dollar amount range in which your monthly mortgage payment falls. I'll refer only to the regular monthly payments, which includes principal, interest rate, and escrow. Escrow could include taxes and insurance if collected by lender. If you have not had a mortgage payment now or in the past, select none of the above. So have you had a mortgage, sir, around April 2019?
No, sir.
No, so it must be none of the above. All
None
right,
of the above.
great, sir. Thank you for your answer. So let's see the question number two. It says, which of the following is a current or previous employer? If that is not a match employer name, select none of the above. So we have Valley Home, JT&T Communications, Armark Truck, Brington Gardens, or none of the above.
None of the above, I guess.
None of the above, right? Current or previous employer.
I mean, yeah,
All right.
I can say,
So,
well, I ain't working
none of them.
now. All right.
You haven't worked
No,
on
I'm not working. I'm
none of these
on
places, right?
disability.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're in disability, sir? All right.
Yes, sir.
No problem. So, well, let's see the question number three now. It says, which of the following is a previous phone number of yours? If they're not a match phone number, select none of the above. So we have 248, 208, 0188. Also, we have 248, 202, 2166. Also, 248, 214, 0251. 248, 231, 8526, or none of the above, sir.
I think I have to go with none of the above.
None of the above is a previous phone number of yours, right? So.
None of the above, because my previous phone number was, I can't remember. I don't remember the numbers anyway. That's the last four digits of the other phones, right?
Right. So how was the last four of your past numbers, sir?
The last four of my number right now is 1577.
Oh, but I mean of your last phone numbers are your previous one.
Shoot. That's a good question.
Well, no problem, Timothy. If you can bring it up right now, no problem. We can go on with the questions, and if for some reason we were running one of these, we could have some others for questions, but it's not a problem. So let's go to the question number
I think
four right now. Yeah.
it was 1532.
Well,
I think.
anyway, those numbers aren't showing here, so it must be none of the above on this one. Let's see if we are right or wrong. So right now, I will tell you what is the next question. All right. So we have select the county for the address you provided. We have Benton, Blackfoot, Randolph, Typekino, or none of the above.
Can you repeat that one?
Oh yeah. Select the county for the address you provided. We have Benton,
Okay.
Blackfoot, Randolph, Typekino, or none of the above.
None of the above.
None of the above, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's see the last question here. It says,
Okay.
select the city that you have previously resided in. So we have Weber, Georgiana, Richmond, Martinsburg, or none of the above.
Well, I lived in Richmond, but I live in Union City now, so I guess it'd be none of the above.
None of the above, right, Tim?
Yeah, because I live in Union City. That's where I reside at. I mean, right now. So yeah, it'd be none
Right.
of the above.
Right. And you live in Arizona, but not on one of these
I've
places,
not
right?
ever
So,
lived in Arizona.
yeah, no problem, Tim. So, well, it looks like we could have been wrong on one of the last questions. So we have other fours. Let's see if we have better luck on this, and then we'll be able to see your credit summary. So let's review the first question. It says, which one of the following retail credit cards do you have? If there is not a match retail credit card, select none of the above. So we have Hustlers, Jupiter's Ferries, the Paragon, Towers Department Store, or none of the above.
Okay, I don't think I got any of them cards.
I'm sorry.
But all I got is Master and Visa cards. So I have to go with none of the above.
None of the above, right? Okay,
You're
Timothy.
right, because
So no
because all
problem.
my stuff's debit.
You mostly use debit cards?
Yes, sir. I have chime net something that I don't use the net yet. The other one's a Direct Express. Yeah, I believe that's what it is.
So it must be none of the above. Let's see the question number two now. It says, which of the following represents the last four digits of your primary checking account number? We have 3611, 3629, 3620, 3638, or none of the above.
Good question. I'm gonna say none of the above. I'm probably be wrong, but I'm gonna try for it anyway. Cause
Oh, no
none.
problem. Yeah, it's hard to remember, right? The last four of your primary checking account, because it's not even your credit card, it's or debit card. It's the last four of the
Direct
account numbers.
Express.
Yeah. No problem, Timothy. Let's see.
Yeah.
We, yeah. Oh no, excuse me, sir. No problem. So let's get it on with the last two ones. We have the question number three. It says, from the list below, what is the area code of your phone number ending in 6911? So, well, the
Area
area
code for
code,
6911.
yeah.
Okay, that's 765.
765. We got it here, right? So, right?
Yeah,
Let's
it's
go.
the Richmond area code.
Arizona, Erica.
Say, pardon?
Oh yeah, this is from Arizona, sir.
No, not the last four digits. You said 6911. That's
Yeah.
Richmond, Indiana.
Oh, okay, it's from Indiana. Gotcha, sir. All right, so well, just to get down with the question, Timothy, let's see the last one. It says, you currently or previously reside on one of the following streets. Please select the street name from the following choices. We have Heritage, National, Maribel, San Juan, or none of the above.
Yeah. Can you repeat that one for me?
Oh yeah, it's asking you for a street name in which you could live in the past, or you could have lived in the past. So we have Heritage, National, Maribel, San Juan, or none of the above.
None of the above.
None of the above, right? Okay,
Right.
so let me just submit your answers. Looks like we have a problem here because unfortunately your shuffle couldn't be scrolled down, sir. But either way, we're going to identify all the negatives which are affecting your credit. That way we're going to find a solution on them. And you can be completely sure we're going to work on those negatives for you, sir. So let me just explain you how the service works, all right? You told me you're in
Okay.
disability. So the best plan for you as our main goal is to strengthen your credit so you can achieve your goals. And the best plan for you is going to be our Prosperity SSI package. So with this package, you will be getting access to your own client portal. Here you can see the progress of your credit 24/7, all the negative items we are working on, also the negative items we have removed from your credit score, and the different opportunities for you and your credit team. Okay? Of course, and you will have access to your credit information at any time. Make sense for you?
Makes sense.
Great. Also, you'll be getting access to a financial advisory because sometimes credit can be difficult to understand, right? That's why you will have access to this credit analyst available for you. He will take a look at your credit score, create an action plan according to the goals and the challenges that you have at this moment. So you won't be alone in this entire process, Timothy. All right.
Okay.
Well, also, there's another tool which is going to be very helpful for you on that car search. So it's called Loan Wizard. Here you can find third-party loan companies that are more likely to work with you based on your credit standing. So you can apply for possible loans from $1,000 to $100,000, and you will see the different types of loans that you may qualify, Tim. Okay, so of course, the sooner you start improving your credit, the better options and reasonable interest rates you may have when applying for loans in the near future. Makes sense for you, sir?
Yes, sir.
That's great. And well, if by the time you requested a pull well a pull a pull up on your credit, if by that time you notice any kind of misleading information on your report, we're going to work on that for you. We're going to dispute all the negative items on your credit summary, any kind of information which might be inaccurate, outdated, or unverifiable in your credit. And we're going to dispute it with the main three credit bureaus at the same time. So in other words, we'll help you clean up your credit score, okay? And if for some reason something shows up again in the future, team, you will have a guarantee against this. Make sense for you?
Okay, what came?
I'm
I
sorry.
didn't catch the back part of it. I didn't catch the ending of it.
Well, there is not misleading information on your credit, isn't there?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I don't know. I mean, everything I've answered is true up to par. I mean, but yeah, but another one. Yeah, my credit's the way it's. I really ain't got real good credit, but back in the day I didn't anyway.
Yeah,
I don't
for
know what
sure.
it is today.
Yeah, for sure. And I totally understand, but well, Earwave, if you recognize any kind of inaccurate information here in your report, we're going to work on that for you. And also, well, there's another tool included in your package, which is called Experian Boost. So let me just show you that this tool allows you to scan your bank account and payments transactions, so you can report good payment history towards your recurring monthly payments, such as your phone bill, internet bill, online subscription like Netflix. So this is gonna help you out on improve your credit even faster, because your payments are gonna be reported to the main three credit bureaus, as well as we would do the disputes on the negatives you may have, Tim. And well, let me just ask you another question. Do you pay rent, sir? Are you renting now so far?
Yeah, I'm renting a man's garage, yes. That's what I live in.
Right, so the answer is yes, right?
Yes.
All right, team. Well, there's another two if you pay rent, and we can report this to Equifax and TransUnion as positive credit, and this actually will help you boost up your credit score even faster. So since we are looking for more control positives on your credit report, this will work totally out, sir. Makes sense for you?
Okay, makes sense.
That's great, team. So, well, do you have any questions about the benefits on your program?
I wished I had some benefits. What part, what do you know, this is a credit thing and benefits and all that. What card would it, is it running off of?
Sorry, what was your question, Tim?
Yeah, this is like a credit and a all that. What card would it be? I mean, yeah, what card you guys run under?
Okay, yeah. For your
Is what
plan
I'm
scheme,
having.
yeah, for your plan, which is the Prosperity SSI package, with all the benefits I just mentioned to you before, it's only 119 for the first time, and then the monthly fee is gonna be 79 upon verification, team. So you pay as you go for services. There is no contract, and you can cancel as soon as you have the credit score that you want, sir. And also, as we try to help as much people as we can, we offer a special for you and someone else, but with a better price. It's called Family Plan. It can be your significant other, maybe a family member, actually anyone, Tim. And it will be with the same benefits that I just mentioned to you before, but with a better price. So tell me, is this going to be just for you, or who are you going to add?
But I wish I could add somebody. It's just me.
Okay, so are you adding someone?
Don't. Who must? I mean, I don't have it. I mean, I'm not married, or nothing of that effect.
Okay, got you better, team. So no problem. Either way, if in the future you would like to add somebody to your plan, you can include that person into your package by accessing to your own portal. Here you can switch your plan to familiar if you would like to. But if you wouldn't, Tim, there's no problem. We can go on with your personal subscription. So tell me, will you be using a Visa, MasterCard, American Express for the enrollment?
For enrollment,
Oh yeah.
all I got today, all I got is my direct express from the government.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said all I got is a direct express. Yeah, the direct
Oh,
express card for the
yeah, debit card.
disability office. Yeah, or I mean, well, I got my term account, my term time that I use, but other than that, I mean, I haven't put no money on it or anything yet.
Right, so it means that you may have not enough funds on this caller, right?
I probably don't have no funds at all on that card because, like I said, I've not put anything on it. I've been trying to do a direct deposit, and it ain't ha worked out too good yet. I have a net 10 card that I've been trying to do a direct deposit on as well. So, but neither one of them's got anything on it. And my Direct Express, it's got a dollar something on it.
Okay, so well, you don't count with the entire amount right now, correct? With the 119.
190.
Yeah, 119.
119.
Yeah, 119. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the initial fee, as I just mentioned before, Tim. As you pay for services, you'll be getting access to your portal, to all of the benefits I just mentioned to you before, including the loan wizard, which I'm pretty sure is gonna be helpful for your car search. So if you can with the 119 today, and we can go on with the subscription. If you're down for some reason, I can do something for you, sir, which is gonna be very helpful. If you don't count with the money, so tell me. Do you count with this amount in your car?
Do I count on the money? It's on my card?
Oh yeah. Oh well, that's great. So well, I will only need your car number, expiration month, and CVV, just to get you started with the service. So whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Okay, my Direct Express card is 119. It's $1.19, I hope. Like I said, that's all it's on. It's like a buck something. Yeah. Oh, shoot.
Yeah, that's the initial fee, Tim. 119 for day, and afterwards gonna be just 79, and that's gonna be your monthly fee. Usually, plans you just need to stay in the program for around 6 months. That's an average time. I mean, while we work on their credit. And also, you can cancel as soon as you have the credit score that you want, Tim. So, whenever you're ready, I just need your card number and CVV, also the expiration day.
Okay. You know there's not 119 on that card, correct?
I'm sorry.
I have $1 and some odd change on the card. Says you're asking for $119. I don't have a card one that's got that on it.
Right, so you don't have the entire amount right now, do you?
I've got $1 and some change on my card.
Only $1, sir?
Yeah, I draw nine something a month, and I pay my bills.
Yeah, I totally understand. Yeah, maybe you have a fit on budget, right? For your monthly payments for things you need to buy. But well, either way, remember, it's gonna be like an investment for your future. And as you start with the services, and we're going to be able to work on your credit, also on your score. And so it's gonna be more likely for you to get the loan you want, and the loan wizard, it's gonna be a very helpful tool for you in that session.
Okay, well, I don't have the hundred. You're saying $119, right?
Yeah, 119.
Okay, well, I don't have $119 right now.
Okay, I totally understand. So, well, as I told you before, there's a special, which I can give to just to some clients. So, but now I will do this for you, Tim. I will process only $12.95 today for you. Remember, it's gonna be just $12.95. I mean, $12 with 95 cents today. So you'll be getting access to the client portal, to the financial advisory, and you will see the progress of your credit 24/7. Okay, so it's just $12.95 today. I completely understand your situation, Tim. So whenever you're ready, I just need the card number and expiration date.
Okay, but you're wanting to do it for $12 or something now. I've only got $1.
You only got $1, sir?
Well, yeah, dollar. That's probably $1.90 on there.
Oh yeah, I totally understand that. Well, in that case, let me just ask you, do you have any other car in which you can cover the $12.95 today?
I wish I had some money today, buddy. I have a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I totally understand you, Tim. Well, let me see. Let me see. Well, if you only have $1, yeah, I would do something else for you, Tim. This is what I would do. I would process that $1 today just to save you the spot. All right. and save all of your information. So that way, you don't have to go all over the process again, and everything will be ready for you in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, we will process the initial fee, but for today, it's gonna be only $1. So tell me, I just need the car number, expiration date, and CVV, and with that $1, I will save you the spot for you in 2 weeks to cover the full enrollment and get started with the benefits I just told you before.
Okay, then here's the kicker, right? 2 weeks. Is that going to be the third?
Well, it's
Because
gonna be.
I literally live from month to month on my disability check.
Oh well, honestly, today you'll be covering the $1 fee, which is an agreement to pay. But that way, you can count out with this pump on the program with this spot, I mean. And afterwards, in 2 weeks, you can cover the full enrollment, 119, and afterwards, 79 months a month. You can stay in the program around the time you'd like her. Remember, it's an average of 6 months while we get your credit score to the highest possible. But by now, it's gonna be only $1. So whenever you're ready.
Okay, well, I'll give it to you, but like I said, I live month to month on my credit card. Or not even a credit card, my debit card to the government. To be honest with you. Let me see.
Yeah, Tim.
Yeah, I'm getting the card out.
Right, that's right. So, yeah, and whenever you're ready, I just need your carry information, sir.
My account information. I can give you the card number. That's about it. I don't have the routing numbers or anything like that. Not on my Direct Express. I don't either. Anyway.
Okay, Tim. So, the numbers are not showing on your car, right? Maybe you can give a look into your bank account in your cell phone, and that way, you can check out the numbers. I know new cars don't have the numbers, right? For security reasons.
New cards. Okay, the only new card I got the net to
But not
receipt
prompt, Tim.
today.
Yeah.
Well, I got, I mean, besides my time, I got a time card, but I don't have anything on it right now. So let me look at it here real quick. Let's see what we're talking about here.
Okay, Tim, no problem. I'll be right here with you.
Okay, you said it's on my new card?
Well, yeah, we need the car information just to process the $1 today. You'll be saving your spot, and you can cover the full enrollment in 2 weeks. Now, for today, it's only $1.
Okay, well, I got you guys on a Discovery card. Direct Express is what I run off of to pay my bills every month.
Oh, yeah,
Can get this
it's
thing.
okay. Yeah, it's okay. If you're using a Discovery, I'm pretty sure it will work. And we have worked with those cars before, sir. So no problem with Discovery cars.
It's not a just. It's a Direct Express.
Okay, well, either way, we can try it out. If for some reason the car doesn't go through, I will no longer profit your account if the funds are not available. So no problem about that, sir.
Okay. Well, like I said, we try, man. I pulled the other one up. I didn't know that I ain't putting no money on it. Let's see how the guy from the sky did it. You know what I mean?
So is there no money in your car?
Okay. What's that?
Oh yeah, do you
The
say
card
there's
card
sorry,
I'm
go.
giving you right now, the Direct Express number, okay?
All right, so just to confirm, do you have the dollar on this card?
The Direct Express has got $1.90 on it.
Oh, well, that's great. It will work, I'm pretty sure. So, right, sir, let's get started with the card number, please.
5332.
5332.
4805, 2764, and 1635.
Extend 35, right?
Yep, 1635.
So we have 5332, 4802, 2760.
It's 4805.
4805, right?
Yep.
Right, 4805, 2764.
Got one more number.
All right, so what are the last four on the car, sir?
1635.
1635, right?
1635.
All right, so let me just check it, check it back with you just once again. So we have 5332, 4405, 2764, 1635, right?
The second set of numbers, what did you say it was?
So we let me just start over. 5332, 4405, 27 and 6. Right, so
okay, well, I'll repeat the card to you one more time.
Really appreciate it, Tim. Right.
Okay.
53, 32,
4805.
Oh, 5.
Yep. 2764 and 1635.
Great. So we have 5332, 4805, 9754, 1635,
nope.
Right?
You got the last one right, but the 2764 before it, though. So.
All right, so
after the 4805, it's 2764.
4805, 2754. All right, I got 90. So that's it, right? 5332, 4805, 2754, 1635, 60. Correct?
1635, but the shoot. It's 64. It's 2764. Yep. Other than that, everything else is right.
That's great. So 5332, 4805, 2764, 1635, right?
I do believe you said it right, yes.
That's great,
Jim. So the expiration date is 427.
Right, no mistakes in this. sorry for inconvenience on the car number. Yeah, and no mistakes on the expiration there, right? Sorry for that trouble on the car number. But well, right now I only need your CVV, team, and I will be saving you the spot for the problem. So, yeah, what are these last three digits?
What are the last three?
I mean on your CVV, on the back of the car, sir.
Yeah, I thought that's what you thought. 766.
766?
766.
All right, 766, right?
Right.
Great. So I would just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $1 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cars resulting in a decline will be subject to a reaction for enrollment, but we will not be able to draw your account if the funds are not available, sir. So remember, once a payment is accepted, the second setup fee of $119 will be charged exactly on April the 4th, sir. And your month-to-month fee of $79 will start on on May the 4th as well, a month after April, sir. So let me just process your enrollment right now. Gonna be for sa saving you the spot, so you can cover the initial fee in 2 weeks, as we said on April the 4th. I'm just working on that for you. Permit me just one
I take
second.
the
All right. Well, Tim, looks like everything went well on this. So you should be getting a text message to your phone. Well, I would like to say congratulations. We have successfully processed the first step towards a better financial future. I've set up your family in our system, and the payments has been scheduled for, we said, April the 4th in the amount of 119. And so once we process the full payment, you will have access to your very own unique client portal. In the meantime, you should have received a test message, as I just told you before. So can you please check for me, Tim?
We will check it for you. Yes.
Thank you so much, Tim.
My phone.
Yeah.
It just, yeah, this phone keeps blinking in and out. I think somebody keeps hitting on it. Yeah, they're not gonna let me in on my phone.
Okay, well, it doesn't allow you to get into the link, right?
I don't know what they can get into, to be honest with you. I'm not computer smart. But it keeps cutting my phone in and out, so that's how I know they're getting into my phone.
Right, let me just.
It's flashing every time I go to.
Well,
Say, pardon?
yeah, it must be sent to must be been sent to your phone number 260-766-1577.
Okay.
So, just tell me, Tim, if you got the message.
I can't even get to my messages. Y'all
All
aren't from
right.
New Jersey.
Yeah, it's because of
That's
the
where
call, right?
you're from, right?
I'm sorry.
You're from New Jersey, correct?
Oh yeah, that's from our phone numbers and counts.
The phone number you text the message to was 260-766. 1577.
Yeah. It must be from the
I did
credit
not receive
process.
it. I did not receive nothing on my text messaging.
Well, I understand. So let me just check it out from here. Remember, just 1 second. I will try to resend the message for you.
Okay.
All right. Well, looks like it's already sent out right now. You should be getting into your phone. So please check for me, Timothy, if you already got it or not.
Somebody's wiping my phone out. I can only think, so many people that can hack into these damn things. But yeah, my phone. Somebody's hacking. Messages aren't coming through. They're
Right,
not
Tim.
allowing it.
So it doesn't allow you to get access to the link, right? Maybe you have
No, it won't
some
let me get access.
out to the messages, right? Because we're on the call, right? That's why.
No, actually, I can get all my text messages and all that. It's whoever's tagging into my phone, which I got a good idea of it, is screwing it up to where I can't get your messages. I mean,
Yeah.
I
Right,
got
so.
a Spectrum Mobile message that was issued at 5:01. That's the last message come through my phone.
I'm sorry, I understand. Let me just review your phone number here. Just confirm if it is correct, sir. We have 260-766-1577, right?
Right.
Well, no. Let me just
And
ask around
there's only
on the
one phone on
risk.
my account too, by the way.
Yeah, so just to confirm, you have not received any message from the credit pros, right?
Does it make your dream come?
Let me re-add in the message again.
I got a Spectrum message. That's the last one, and it was at 5:01. I've got no other messages after that for text messaging.
Well, it could be also an email, so can you please check in your inbox for me?
Will do. Let me see here.
Thank you. Yeah.
There it is. All right, here's Credit Pros support.
Great, great. You got it, Tim. You got him. That's great. So please kindly open the hyperlink, the blue hyperlink. As soon as you look at it, sir, please click on it. That's right. I was very very worried, sir. Because I felt you wasn't able to access to the message.
No, I see this one says, "Welcome to TCP Credit Pro Support."
That's great. Well, so please click on the hyperlink and then it should take a couple of seconds to load our user agreement, which is simply our agreement of service. So you're welcome to review it and then click and agree and then next step, sir. Yeah, is there a hyperlink showing up
Welcome
in a
to.
message?
I have an HTTPS portal.
Yeah, that's right. Please click on the link down below, and then you'll be getting our agreement of service, sir.
Okay, show quoted text.
Right. All
Okay,
right,
so
Tim.
quoted text. You get it? All right. That's
Yeah.
I suppose that's what you want me to hit right there. Show quoted text.
I'm sorry.
You said to hit the button down below.
Oh yeah. The hyperlink which must be blue, sir. So you only need to click on it and then you'll be getting our agreement of service.
I'll tell you, say it one more time.
All right, Tim. Sorry for all the inconvenience it may be causing you. We're almost done with this. We only need to get access to this link. That way, you can review your information, and we can get done with the enrollment. Well, actually, with the pre-enrollment, because your enrollment is going to be completely set up until so you cover the initial fee.
Okay, so I'd have to, I mean, you need me to hit the HT. Correct? Important notice activity. Okay. All right, I hit the blueprint in between the two black prints. And it says open in browser, copy UR link, and share link.
Yeah, you need to open that hyperlink, and then you'll be able to see the agreement of service. So just to confirm, is showing up in your in the email you received from us, a blue hyperlink, HTTP, and
I got HTTPS portal.
yeah.
Okay. And open it in browser or flashing again. Do I copy the link or do I should open it in browser?
Excuse me, Tim. You can open it on your browser. It's okay. Excuse me.
Okay. Let's see, agreements, right under the Indian law.
I see 24 five, 15 chapters, 15 credit services to organization. Ron, Ron, how may I help you today? That one?
I'm sorry, Tim.
I have a message that says, we're online. How can I help you today? At the bottom of your listing.
It must be a blue hyperlink in the email, which she said, welcome.
Welcome. Credit pros. Log out.
Yeah.
Log out.
Yeah, you need to log
out.
Log
out. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah. So once you get access to a hyperlink. That page opened, right? That page popped out, I mean, and the portal page, right? So right now you see welcome to the credit pros, and you're asked to look out to the portal, correct, Tim?
Yeah, it says welcome to the credit pros. It says expand load or something like that.
Well, do you see the agreement of service, by the way?
Agreement of service? The credit pros. Welcome to the credit pros law.
Hold on just a second. Thecreditpros.com. Expanials.
Yeah.
Espanol. Yeah. I do English, but I can't. Yeah.
So well, sir, just tell me where are you at right now, just to get in the same page.
I'm on the see here. It shows the credit pros. It says welcome to the credit pros, which is in blue. Then we have a thing that says log out, which is in white. And then down here is at the very bottom of it, it says, we're online. How may I help you today? And with a text message. And then it's got a blue circle at the bottom of the page. And then it says chat now for conversation.
Okay, sir. Sorry. I'm very sorry, Timothy. It's been my bad, sir. I was telling you to access your portal because I just saw that you covered the $12.95, but I didn't remember it was for the dollar, right? So you can't get access to the portal yet. You will not be able to see the agreement of service and no information related with your account because it's not created yet. But once you cover the initial fee in 2 weeks, you'll be getting another message like this with a different link in which you'll be able to access to all of your information to your credit report. And but that way you can create your account for the portal and start using all the benefits we have for you, Tim. So don't worry. I really apologize for these mistakes, sir, on the information and for all this time we got I'm trying to get access to the portal, being that we cannot yet until you cover the initial fee. So right now I'll be transferring you to our this is called our credit advisor, Ace. So it'll be verifying your information so you can get your a tablet well, sir. This will only take 2 minutes of your time, and it's very important that you listen to the entire message. All right, Timothy?
Okay.
Well, sir, sorry, I really apologize for last. So I hope you have a good day, Timothy, in 2 weeks your initial fee will be automatically charged from your car, and you'll be getting started with the benefits. Well, it's honestly my pleasure, Mr. Pickering. I hope you have a great rest of the day, and I'm pretty sure everything's gonna be better with your credit life, sir. So thank you so much. Please wait for transfer, all right?
Okay.
Right, sir. Hang on the line for me. Thank you. Have a good day, team. My pleasure.